All right, we are joined right now by Congressman Garrett Graves, D.C. Current, presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Congressman Graves, I would ask how you are this morning, but I kind of have a feeling I know.
Yeah, Brian, today is a really an awful day, incredibly unfortunate what went down yesterday, and I think going to set us back a significant period of time based on just the tight margin of a majority and the inability of people to come together. I remind you, we started having discussions November of last year, trying to think about who the next Speaker of the House was going to be. It took several days into January before that decision was ultimately made. And now you have a more divisive House of Representatives where you had just eight. You had just eight Republicans joined together with 208 Democrats to evict the Speaker. And so here you have the Republican Party that is supposed to be the majority in the House, yet 96-97% of them voted to keep the Speaker. And so there is a big divide. I don't think this is going to be resolved quickly. And just a boneheaded move that was not thought through, and to hand over the reins to folks like Nancy Pelosi and AOC, 100%. Of those folks voted with Matt Gaetz to get rid of the Speaker. I mean, just incredible, absolutely incredible.
Congressman,
conservative or Republican, to hide behind that label and to say that things are conservative enough, yet to stand side by side with AOC and Nancy Pelosi and get rid of the Speaker of the House that's been one of the most accomplished speakers, passing border security legislation, unleash America's energy resources, getting the largest savings in American history in regard to forcing the Biden administration to cut back on spending, getting the biggest transformation on regulatory, environmental, permitting, streamlining in over 40 years, instilling stronger work requirements for welfare. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. I don't even know which planet I'm on watching what happened yesterday and watching this guy try and pretend that he is a conservative, yet working with AOC and Nancy Pelosi and 100% of the Democrat members of Congress to evict this guy. All it's going to do is leave our border crisis. It's going to further drive up inflation by not having a leadership team and a plan to stop the excessive spending. It's not going to do anything to bring down gasoline prices. I just, boneheaded move. Can't say it enough.
And the problem is, Congressman Garrett Graves, our guest, this is D.C. Current, presented by LABI. You look at this from a 10,000-foot view, it served Matt Gaetz well to continue to push this unsustainable situation rather than to call for it to all come to a head. Because now what we're looking at here is there is no leadership. It took 15 votes last time to get us where we were. Like, you had with McCarthy a comfortable spot from someone who was going to get you not as much as you were asking for, but get you more than anybody else could.
Brian, you've got to take into account. Look, I got to tell you, I would have balanced the budget 10 years ago. This is the things that are going on here are crazy, but you've got to keep in mind you have Joe Biden in the White House. You have Chuck Schumer with a majority in the Senate. So if you go out here it's like the LSU Tigers going out on every play and saying, I'm going to get a touchdown on every single play. Certainly that's your objective, but you've got to be strategic about how to get into the end zone. And so to have a guy standing there on the sideline saying, oh, well, you should just get a touchdown every play. Well, sure, that's what everybody wants, but you have this thing called reality. Let me tell you something. I was getting texts. I was getting emails from Matt Gaetz during this whole thing happening on the floor asking for campaign contributions. How in the world it can be legal or ethical for you to be out there inventing all of this controversy on the House floor and sending out fundraising emails? You need to be in jail for that. That's ridiculous. Using government actions and creating chaos to raise funds is outrageous.
We've got Congressman Garrett Graves for a few more minutes, and I greatly appreciate your time this morning. There's a couple of different angles we need to cover just from a technical standpoint as to where we are and where we're headed. But before we get there, I've got to ask about Matt Gaetz. How did he come to be? Like, how did he get to where he is to accumulate that? And I don't even think he's got power because, like you said, 8 Republicans voted here. How did he come to be?
So let's go over his bio. So he born in Panhandle of Florida, millionaire family. Father was a very powerful politician in Florida. 2 years after he got out of college, loaned his campaign $200,000. Look, I worked 3 jobs in high school. I worked jobs all through college. If I could have come up with $2,000 2 years after college, it would have been incredible. So clearly not anyone who has gone out there and truly, pulled themselves up by their bootstraps in America. I mean, my gosh, and $200,000, of course, his name was well known because his dad was a very famous politician in Florida, and basically came, and I remember one of the first meetings he had with the Florida delegation, somebody walked out of the meeting and was exasperated by the conversation in there because they were asking, they said, well, tell us what your goals are, what your aspirations are. And his quote was, I want to be a celebrity congressman. Wow, have you achieved that? You the way I described it is, this is like an arsonist who sets their house on fire, winds the houses on fire, puts the fire out, wants credit for putting it out, and then sets up a GoFundMe to get paid for it. This is a total farce. The Center for Effective Lawmaking says that he is one of the most ineffective lawmakers in the Congress. He is all about chaos and charades, egotistical maniac, and he has set this country back now probably several weeks, if not months. And all he's doing is undermining the very objectives we're trying to achieve, saving funds, trying to balance the budget, getting America's energy resources unleashed, and trying to put some safeguards and blocking this president from continuing to send our country into ruin.
Couple more minutes with Congressman Garrett Graves. Okay, where does this leave us? Where do we go from here? And I'm hearing Steve Scalise's name as a possible next speaker.
Yep. So let's go through this right now. So we've got to now try and come up with a majority of folks coalescing behind a candidate. And yes, people are talking about Steve Scalise as doing this. And I want to remind you, he's going through an incredible bout with cancer right now. And I don't know that that's the best decision for him or his family at this point. That is one of the most stressful jobs that you can even imagine. This timing is not ideal for him. Obviously, we'd love to have a speaker from Louisiana. There are a few other folks that have talked about it. There's a guy, Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma. I think Mike Johnson has thrown his hat in the ring. Patrick McHenry from North Carolina. But look, candidly, Brian, and I was up to about 2 or 3 a.m. working through a bunch of this with other people, and I've already been on the phone with others for about 2 hours this morning. But bottom line is I think that there's going to have to be a very candid conversation among a lot of people about how Matt Gaetz and just 7 Republicans got together with 208 Democrats yesterday and threw out the Republican Speaker of the House that 210 Republicans voted to retain. Just going to be a mess, and I can't say it enough. Setting us back as a country from achieving objectives like securing the border and other things that are outrageous that we need to be focused upon.
All right. What about you? You want the gig?
Oh, no, not a chance. Zero. I have no interest in doing it. I wouldn't do it. Look, I think my usefulness up here, I do a lot of work. I've done a lot of work supporting the leadership team, doing work behind the scenes, trying to build consensus. And then the other is policy. And I've made very clear that that I'm interested in pursuing the chairmanship of the Transportation Committee. That chairmanship will be open beginning in the next Congress. And gosh, Brian, I mean, not just roads, bridges, airports. It's the Coast Guard. It's the Mississippi River. It's all of our ports and waterways. It's the Corps of Engineers. It's FEMA. It's pipelines. I mean, all of the things that are so Louisiana-centric in regard to infrastructure, and really excited about the opportunity to work in that position and help to address some of Louisiana's longstanding infrastructure problems.
He is Congressman Garrett Graves, joins us every Wednesday for DC Current presented by LABI. It was a baffling day yesterday. I appreciate you putting some of the pieces back together for us this morning.
You bet. Thanks, Brian. Take care. Thanks.